Let's read the scripture which comes next. Thank you, Diane. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Joy. Joy is the thing that I want to talk about today. I don't know if anyone would like some joy. Would you like some joy? I can give you some joy. Would you like it? If you like it, I'll give it to you. Some of you aren't too sure. You're looking at me a wee bit, kind of going, is there something strange that I don't understand going on here? Yes, there is. I am going to give you some joy today. Would you like it? Yes. It's strange, isn't it? How do you get joy? How does that happen? How do you actually receive joy? It's a funny thing. So I was thinking about what gives me joy. Okay, so I was thinking about what gives me joy, and I'll give you some options. Here are some options. Here's number one. Oh, not that. That's the question. Oh, this gives me joy. This is the view from my house in Gearloch, and this is looking out over the Minch to Sky. And every time I just sit here, yeah, that's actually the photograph that you can take as you sit in a big comfy seat, and you look out the window, and that's what you see. And the greatest joy is the ability to be able to kind of see a little boat appearing on one side and seeing whether or not you're still awake when it gets to the other side. Oh, yeah, there you go. I love there. It's just an amazing thing. So that's one of the things that gives me joy. Another thing that gives me joy is my family. Yes, there they are. What a beautiful and unusual selection of people they are. Do you know that, and I don't know about you, but that's for me, that's one of the things that brings me joy. Just there are some moments where I just look at them and I think, I cannot believe that we produced these children. They are unbelievable. It's like, how on earth did that happen? But there's something wonderful within them, and I just love them. I have to say, not just simply family, but also friends. And so I could have produced a whole range of photographs. I want you to know this. So this is a clan gathering. This is at the end of clan gathering. That's Alan McKinley at the top there, and some of the other people who are involved in clan. And it's just, amazing when we come together, isn't it? And actually, there's just moments of just sheer hilarity, moments of it. And I honestly don't know what we were talking about there. I think we were just sort of like, let's take a photograph of ourselves. Aye, okay, that's fine. And it's one of about, you know how you know, and on the cameras now, you can press your phone and it does multiple phones. I honestly think I have about sort of 400 photographs from that 5 or 10 minutes. That was the most, probably the only one I could really kind of show you in public. The rest of them are even more ridiculous than that. But the other thing was, while I was going through today and actually looking for those, I want you to know I have photographs of quite a lot of you that are even more ridiculous than that. And I could have put them up today, but I decided I'd better not do that. I kind of held back a wee bit. Anyway, another thing that gives me joy is, of course, not just Joshua, although he gave me joy. Joshua and I went to the football quite recently, and we won, which was better than yesterday. But anyway, let's not go there. The sheer simple joy of the boy that spoke. He just talked all the way through the game. 90 minutes. Didn't stop. What's happening over there? Isn't that guy amazing? What's his stats? Do you know anything about him? Do you know that the last person that scored for Rangers was this person? Do you know that? Absolutely astonishing. I just could not believe it. He loved being at the football, and he was brilliant. He was just such a joy. And do you know the bit that, do you know that the sweetness of the moment was that he actually kind of like, we were just wandering around, and how old is he now? He's 8. And we were finishing up, and we were going down the stairs, and there was a big crowd, obviously. So, and he just took my hand, and I'm thinking, melting my heart, you wee sweet boy. There you are. And but he, as he was still talking, you know, so you know, it's just amazing, you know. And you know, there's just these simple things, aren't they? These moments of joy, these moments where actually things happen. Another one that brings us joy. This is Cora. Oh, she arrived this week, and she hasn't chewed too many things, so that's nice. And we pretty much nearly got her house trained. That's also kind of good. But she is the sweetest little dog that we've ever come across. She's just so lovely. Some of the guys were around this week and saw her, and there's just a real sweetness about her. She just loves to love. And so, again, something that just sort of brought great joy. Another thing that brought great joy this year for me, this is Stuart. Stuart is one of three folks I had the privilege of being with when they made a commitment to following Jesus this year. One of the greatest moments of joy in my life is just being in a place where I can actually just do what God wants me to do. And I found that to be just such, that's just one of the things. And it was great. I just got to, these three different folks this year, just got to pray with them and talk with them about Jesus. And actually, they you know, the simplicity of that, it's just amazing. Just amazing when we align ourselves with God's will and purpose for our life, and we just begin to flow in it, and then something just clicks into our hearts and minds that I was born for this. This is actually what I'm meant to be doing. And that simplicity of life, that joy that comes from just doing the things that God wants, I think is illustrated in the last of the pictures, which you might not know this lady. This is Roseanne Semple. This is her at Clan this year. Roseanne, I think, must be, is she in her 80s or 90s? I'm not sure how old she is, but she's one of the ladies who's just prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. There are people that you'll meet when you walk with, you know, when you're kind of a Christian for a long time. People who you meet who I describe as shiny people. And they're shiny, and you'll understand when you actually meet someone like Roseanne. Shiny people are people who just obviously spend a lot of time in God's presence, in prayer. And so what happens is that actually, when you get close to them, you kind of, they've caught something of the essence of God. And it's like you sit with them, and you just think, that is amazing. Anyway, this is Roseanne. I love Roseanne, because she has her flag and she brings it everywhere. The famous story from, it was two Klan gatherings ago, that all of these really supposedly important Christian leaders and speakers and all the rest of it were all sitting in the front. Roseanne, in the midst of, like, she doesn't go very fast, but she was dancing along with her flag like that, and she basically whapped every single one of them, poof, on their heads, and you could sort of see all of these. And at that point, it was very funny where you kind of going, let's just see how holy you really are. As you start swearing at an old lady with a flag. No, none of them did that. Nobody chased her. So, but Roseanne is just great. These things bring us joy, don't they? There's just so many different things that do that. What I want to say to you today is this. God is in the joy-giving, joy-bringing business. Yeah? He is. That's what he's all about. And that is what we see in the story of Jesus, in the birth of Jesus. Jesus' birth was undeniably good news. Yeah? Jesus' birth was undeniably good news. Undeniable because of the fact that actually it wasn't just that God sent a message or someone else to speak. God actually turned up himself. It was undeniable that actually that the good news was there. There he was, this child born to demonstrate to us the love of the Father. And so, you know, it was great news. It was good news. Undeniable good news. Unmistakable good news. Unmistakable because, let's be honest, he did a bit of a kind of a show, you know. We had shooting stars. We had choirs of angels. We had shepherds with sheep. We had kings with gifts. There was no question that anyone was going to miss this particular birth. It was unmistakable. And it was unadulterated good news. It was just good news, because actually, any of us who have had that privilege of just having a child and just holding the child and knowing that, you know, the joy of a child born to us, just amazing. What a privilege. It was great joy. It was simple joy. It was pure joy offered to us. And God is in the business of giving us joy in our lives. God is in the business of giving you joy in your life. And some of us want that. Some of us need that, don't we? We really do. And that's not, and listen, that's not about us denying the circumstances of our life. That's not about us sort of saying, you know, that actually things aren't sometimes hard. You know, that's just part of life as well. But in the midst of that, God breaks in and breaks through. And today, that's what he wants to do again. He wants to speak to you again about the simple joy that he can offer to you of knowing him, of knowing the Savior who came as a child, of knowing what it is to experience the moments in the midst of sometimes difficult things which just spark life within us. And you know, that's what I was doing as I kind of looked at all these photographs. It's really easy to miss what God does. You know, it's really easy to miss what God does. It's really easy to get to a situation where our life are so consumed with all the difficult things that actually we miss the moments of pure, unadulterated joy that actually he offers to us. Sometimes we miss it because, you know, there's a phrase, you know, we don't actually kind of stop to smell the roses, you know. We don't just sort of stop to just enjoy the simple pleasures of the moment. And actually, there is something wonderful about that. And I just want to, I suppose what I wanted to do today is I wanted to sort of say to you, God really is in the business of actually offering joy to you today. He wants you to experience that. But actually, he's probably already offered you the things that are required to make that happen. There are things in your life which will bring you joy if you wait upon them and you treasure them. There were other shepherds who did not see the angels. There were others in the place who missed the unmissable, unmistakable. God's already in your life. God's already pouring these moments into you. There is a rewiring that we need to do. It's almost like we need to kind of get a new sort of set of glasses, don't we? And take off the glasses which are sort of filled with, you know, discouragement and circumstances and difficulties and, you know, debts and all the other things and illness, etc. And everything that we could view our life through. And God's sort of saying, take them off. Here, put on some joy spectacles. That sounds good, doesn't it? Joy spectacles, where you begin to see what I've already woven into your life. Moments of pure, simple, unadulterated joy. And as we nurture them, as we see them, and as we nurture them, what happens is joy fills our hearts. Again, I'm not saying that means that life is easy and that these other things don't happen. But I do think that sometimes we miss what God is doing. And so the invitation today is actually to step into that, the joy that the Lord has for us, and to enjoy what he wants to do. I really believe that at Christmas time, the Lord wants to give us the gift of joy. And that's what I want to pray for you just now, that God would do just that. So let's just take a moment and ask him for those things. Our loving Heavenly Father, it is so simple. It's almost so simple that we kind of discount it. We sort of say, no, that can't be it. But you say, if you want to enter into the kingdom of God, then you need to do so like a little child. You need to put away your cleverness, your smart adult brains that actually will make you miss the moment of joy. And instead, Lord God, we ask that you would give us that ability to be able to come into your presence and to be able to receive from you this gift, the gift of joy. Lord, I pray that this season, this Christmas, instead of it being a stressful, difficult, challenging time, full of complexity and all that kind of stuff, that Lord, would no longer be what we would see as the overriding pattern. Instead, we would hear from you once more, your gift to us, that in this season, our hearts will be filled once again with joy. moments where you just put those pure, unadulterated, simple, wonderful, lovely moments in our life. Lord, let us see them. Let us receive them. Lord, let us nurture them. Let us treasure them. And as we do that, Lord God, we pray that you would allow us, that this season would become a season of joy for us, a season of joy for us, for our families, for our household, for our friends, for our community, Lord God. Let joy, the joy of the Lord, fill our hearts and minds today. Lord, give us different lenses to see the world through. Lord, we're not denying the reality of difficult things. But instead, Lord God, we ask that, that in the balance of things, that they would not be the total, they would not be the defining markers of who we are and what we're about. But instead, Lord, that you would fill us with joy. And we would be known as a joyful people. We would be known as people who are full of the joy of the Lord. Lord, we thank you that as you do that work in us, Lord, we thank you that it will become something that will spread. It will become something that will affect and infect others. And Lord, we thank you that it truly will mean that we will bring joy to the world. We thank you. We thank you for the Christmas story wrapped up in 8 notes. Thank you for the Christmas story wrapped up in 8 notes. Joy to the world. Lord, let it fill us now and let it flow from us now so that you would receive all the glory and all the honor now and in the days to come. For Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.